Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
Boom! This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Welcome back and a happy freaking Monday to you, champion. Of course, you know every day is Saturday. Sam Crowley, it's the last Monday of October. We fall back. So if you're listening to this and it's like 9 months later, yeah, I know it's not exactly the exact time for you. Well, it might be. Someday, it's going to be that every year. We fall back 1 hour. We gain 1 hour of time. Wouldn't that be nice if we gained all that every single day? Hey, you got another hour. What would you do with an extra hour, though? Like, what would you do with an extra hour of your time? That is what we're going to talk about on today's Every Day Saturday podcast. Hey, right out of the gate, I really want to thank you. I'm getting so many messages. My preferred method of communication is Instagram. So I get a lot of direct messages now on Instagram, which I absolutely love. A lot of people following Every Day is Saturday on Instagram. It's really that simple, at Every Day is Saturday. Post a lot of photos on there, a lot of inspirational stuff, a lot of content. And people reaching out, hey, I found your podcast. I just found your podcast. Like, I was literally just reading a message, and I wish I had the app open. I would read it to you. Of course, I guess that would be somebody who actually prepared before having a podcast, not the grip it and rip it style I have. But I just want to say thank you so much for making this one of the most downloaded motivational shows on iTunes, which is always the goal. So I went ahead and opened up the app on my iPhone. Yeah, it is right there, number three. It's number three on my phone, might be number one, number seven, doesn't matter. Just saying, let's call it top 10, okay? It might be four on your phone. But it means a lot to me because I know where I started. I know right where I started from. Matter of fact, I can tell you where I recorded my very first podcast, and that was the Master Bedroom Closet. Master Bedroom Closet. You heard that right. The latter part of 2005 into 2006, I remember I recorded it. Sounded horrible. I didn't even own the domain name, everydayisaturday.com. I just said I would. I just said, hey, it's Sam Crowley from Every Day is Saturday. I don't think I mentioned the .com part, but there is a lesson. And the lesson to all of that is you really got to step into that individual that you want to be, and you can't focus on that person that you used to be. That old person's dead. You know what I mean? In the metaphorical sense, I mean, that life is over. That part is dead. All that agony, all that fear, all that stress, all that anxiety, all the people that hurt you, all that, it's over. It's gone. It's dead. It's been buried. Throw the dirt on it. The new you, the one that's going to rise up, the new you with the great idea, the big dream, the new you with your brand new friend group, mastermind, and people that are going to no longer laugh at you and mock you and say, what are you doing again? You went where? You bought what? What are you getting a microphone for? I don't understand. Of course you don't understand. You're a negative know-it-all going nowhere. Of course you don't understand. You're stuck in a cubicle graveyard. Of course you don't understand. You value security over freedom. Of course you don't understand. You want that 10-year anniversary vase with the fake red ruby on it that's going to fall off in the box on the way home. Of course you don't understand. And I didn't blaze this trail for you to understand. I blaze this trail for people with a dream to understand. So that's how you got to talk to yourself. You don't necessarily got to say that to the person unless you want to engage in that kind of dialogue. Hey, I'm all about it. I'm all for it. You know, the more bolder you get. But what would you do with an extra hour of your time? You know, we fall back this Saturday here in the U.S., the eastern part. You know, there's a state, it's Arizona. I know that because I have coaching clients in Arizona. And whenever we fall back or spring forward, it messes up our coaching call times. But they're 3 hours behind right now, end of October. Next week, they're going to be 2 hours behind. Arizona doesn't play that game, I guess. I don't know if the whole state doesn't do it. Doesn't matter. But if you had a 1 hour of your time, man, can you imagine how much you could get done in an hour? I could record 10 of these shows. It's about 10 minutes long. 10 more podcasts. What would that do every single day 10 more podcasts on iTunes. In 30 days, that's an extra 300 shows. Wow. What would you do with an extra hour of your time? Would you go for a run, go to the gym, immerse yourself in personal development, maybe read some scripture, reach out to somebody you haven't talked to in a long time, reach out to 10 people that you haven't talked to in a long time? Would you get yourself organized? Would you create a spreadsheet of ideas that you want to act on in the next 30 days, the next 60 days, the next 90 days? What would you do? What would you do with an extra hour of your time? Because I'll tell you, when we get an extra hour of our time here during Daylight Savings, we sleep. Hey, got an extra hour of time. What do you think? When you go to church on Sunday morning, like I do, what do you think everybody says? Oh, that extra hour of sleep. Oh, man, it felt good to sleep in it. It's really 8 o'clock right now, but it's 1 o'clock. It only says it's 7. It's really noon, but it's only like how long does that conversation go on in your house for? Hey, feel weird? It's really noon, but it's 11. Wow. It's like, yeah, it isn't that big a deal. Okay. It's not that big a deal. Okay. But, and then what happens in the springtime? Spring forward. Oh my God, I'm so tired. I lost an hour of sleep. Oh my God, I can't even, really? An hour of sleep does that much damage to you? I don't think your issue is with daylight savings. I'm not a doctor, but if 1 hour of lost sleep a year damages your body to that extent, take a nap and forget about it, man. I don't get that part. You know, I think you got a lot more issues, but that's most people. And we laugh a little bit when we think of these conversations. And you know, you're laughing right now. Like you're thinking of somebody. There's already in your head who goes to work Monday morning tired that they lost that hour of sleep. You know who that person is. Just you're thinking of that person right now. I know who I'm thinking of. Yeah, I'm still thinking of the girl who called in sick in sales when I was in sales. It was 1998 because there was too much thunder the night before. She couldn't go back to sleep. So she literally took a half day off and had to come in the afternoon. Why? Thunder. Hey, what happened? You sick? No. No. What, you have a death in a family? Nope. Car trouble? Nope. Well, you didn't come in till after lunch. What was it? I mean, seriously, the whole half a day you took off. What was that? Thunder. Yeah, thunder. What do you mean by, like, thunder? What happens with lightning during a storm? Yeah. Kept me up. You start thunder. Didn't you hear it? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I heard it. I got up, went back to sleep, or I got up and stayed up. You know, I take a nap later. Once again, there's that old nap thing coming back at you. There are other options. No, not me. I called in sick for a half a day. Oh, boy. Rested now, though. Oh, really? It's 2 in the afternoon. Well, it's good to get that motor up and running. And would it shock you to know that this sales rep never won an award, never hit a sales quota, never was recognized, and never made more money than just about everybody else in the office? It's kind of average. Would it surprise you to know that somebody who calls in sick because of a thunderstorm is average? Does that shock you? Doesn't shock you. No, I know it doesn't shock you. And it shouldn't shock you. You know what would shock you is if that individual stayed up, came into work at 4 a.m. and figured, you know what, I'll get rocking and rolling on this thing later. I'll just take a nap, or I'll go into work at 7 and get home at 2 in the afternoon, whatever, I'll work it out. But, I mean, I'm ready. I'm jacked up. I'm ready to get going. That's who you are. You know, that's what you would do. You would not. I know you wouldn't. There's no way you'd be listening to this podcast and still be the same person who would take a half day off or a whole day off because of thunder. You know, you are someone who's transforming lives, and maybe you're just getting started. Whatever product or service it is that you have to offer, whatever message is that you're putting out there in the marketplace, it doesn't matter where you start. All right, it doesn't even matter where you've been, good or bad, trust fund baby, bankruptcy, it doesn't matter. What matters is when you plant your feet firmly on the ground today, where are you going? And what attitude are you taking with you? Because the attitude that you carry with you is going to have a lot to do with the people that you carry with you. You got a negative attitude, you're going to have the girl who calls in sick for a thunderstorm hanging around you. You're going to have 5 of them, men, women, all of them. And I just only said girl because it was a girl. And you know it transcends, you know, men, women, wherever. It doesn't matter. Okay? You're going to have those people hanging around you if you have a negative attitude. You got a positive attitude, you're going to have individuals like myself cheering you on, empowering you, inspiring you, cheering you, like, come on, let's do it. Not laughing at you because your dream is too big. I've never heard a dream that I've laughed at. Why? Because that's their dream. It's personal to them. That's their every day is Saturday. And if you don't make it personal and emotional, inside the word emotion is motion. You've heard that 1,000 times. If you don't make it personal, then you can't get emotional about it. If you can't get emotional about it, then you can't put anything in motion. There's no why as the anchor to that. You get emotional about your dream, that always carries you through the long days, the long nights, the sleepless nights. You don't call in sick because of thunder. You are the thunder. You know what I mean? Like, you are what wakes other people up in the middle of the night. So I would really encourage you, look at what you would do with an extra hour of your time. See where you can find that throughout the course of each day. Put that, I'm telling you, man, amp that up, get it going, and launch that dream. I've never met anyone, just like I've never met anyone who regretted a workout at the gym. Like, oh boy, well, I regret feeling better. Holy cow. I regret getting the old blood pumping, burning off 500 calories today. Boy, I regret. I've heard anyone regret that, and I've never, ever met anyone regretted going for the dream. I've never met that person, and I never will meet that person, A, because I don't hang around those people, and B, they don't exist anyway, all right? There's nobody anywhere that has ever regretted going and launching their dream. You got to do it. The best time to do it was 10 years ago. The next best time, right now. The next best time, right freaking now, baby. See you back on the Everyday Saturday Show tomorrow. Have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.